Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live.
It's a Friday show. It is cold. How cold is it? Just how cold is it, Randy? I don't have the current temperature, but I guarantee you it's chilly. There's the weather coming in. It's supposed to get warmer tomorrow, but welcome to Voices Carry Live. This is a podcast, an independent venture to try to create an alternative to social media. What we do here is go over current events. We have some fun in the going over local events and doing like showcasing businesses. And it's broadcasting live onto X, Rumble, and YouTube. And we have a lot of fun here. We go over, we do live streams of local board meetings and keep it positive and get into the weeds of local stuff. But then we also have... We keep it positive and we keep moving the needle forward. I wanted to start the show off with some fun stuff since it's Friday. Well, the whole show is going to be fun. I was going through. It was obviously it's cold, and last show we did a Maplewood special because it was so cold outside that there wasn't really anything to report on, because I think people were just bundling up and seeking shelter with how cold it was. So I wanted to pull in some funny pictures for you know, kind of piggybacking off the cold weather. And this one, the guy's or girl is hoping the rear defroster takes care of all that snow. I think we've all been there. There's a Jeep that does not look particularly happy about the snow. And then somebody thought it'd be a good Samaritan and clean off the cars of somebody down in the parking lot, but they actually just drew faces on them. And then I think we've all had this experience when you hit the high beams and you're driving down the road and you hit the high beams and you see this, and you feel like you're going warp speed. And then going into winter, the IDOT has some winter driving tips. Since it is going to be warming up and there's going to be like some ice, Illinois Department of Transportation says just take your time coming up on intersections, ramps. And especially with the warm weather going in between, like freezing and non-freezing, you're gonna see bridges starting to freeze before pavement does. So when you come up on a bridge, be mindful of that and take your time and you know, get where you're going safely so your loved ones can enjoy the holidays and as you as well. We had a message from our sponsors. I wanted to show that to you right now.
This year, say Merry Christmas with how-to videos starring Tim and Al.
That's right. Show your loved ones how to get rid of that annoying hum from lights in Silence of the Lambs.
And learn when to use nails instead of adhesives in Glueless.
And my personal favorite, the Nutty Compressor. They love this one in France.
And Tim has one more gift to show us. He said it was a red wagon.
Well, now, what would a grown man want with a little red wagon?
So that's obviously Home Improvement. I love Home Improvement during the holidays. It doesn't get much better than that. I contribute that show to my decorating habits with wanting to do the most for the kids around the holidays. He would always go above and beyond with the decorating, And it, today starts the 12 days of Christmas. So they definitely always gestured towards the 12 days of Christmas and wanted to put that out there for your enjoyment. Yesterday was a live show. Every day is a live show. But as you know, stuff happens with live shows. I put a number up on the board, and I put it on the wrong number. It was 5-1. I meant to put 4-1, so I corrected that. And then I was playing with my kids yesterday, and as you know, I'm a fan of MythBusters, the Discovery Channel program with Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman, and they're particularly good science communicators. And Adam Savage always says that he really enjoys communicating in an efficient way, and I'm a visual learner. And when I was with my kids playing with these trains, it gave me an idea to kind of we went through some heavy stuff yesterday with Maplewood, and I wanted to convey how I understood it more effectively when I was playing with my kids. I wanted to just show you this. So we have a wooden train set here with individual cars. And then in no particular order, I wanted to go through one really fortunate thing that I have as a skill underneath my belt is that I've worked for the Village of Cary with the fire department. Leaving when my daughter was born, I left to focus on our business, and I had the opportunity of working with pretty much every other agency within the village, and it, you know, not working for them but working with them on different occasions. So I wanted to go through. And then also growing up in the community with school, went to my entire schooling was through District 26. So I know how good that organization is. And I wanted to go through and just give you a demonstration here of when I was playing with these, I kind of clicked in my head. I'm like, that's what I mean. So I think I was trying to explain something yesterday that didn't really come out as much as I would want to, as clear as I would want to. And that's what I'm working on, is effective communication. So right here, the first one, pretty much the first one is the only one, and then everyone else is like no particular order. But pretend here you have the residents of Cary. Leading the ship, and that's you. And then say this one's Public Works, whole bunch of great individuals within Public Works, and I know that for a fact, because with the fire department you'd have to work side by side with the Public Works on some projects. We would do training at their Public Works facility, and then also they would get called for water emergencies and whatnot. So I had the pleasure of working side by side with those folks. You have the fire department. Obviously, I know how strong that organization is and the great team that's over there, because I've been there. And then the police department. We obviously went on calls, which required police assistance, and they would make sure that we stayed safe on those calls. So I know that within that organization is strong individuals that care. And then this one, like local business. We have a whole bunch of local businesses in town. And you can just see that by driving around. You know, the new ones from the Peaceful Project, the downtown puzzle shop, to the tracks, to insert name there, pretty much a whole bunch of really passionate individuals taking that leap to open a business. And then you have the village government right here, and like I said, no particular order. But what you have here, like, say the village government's here, each one serves a purpose. Like the caboose, there used to be cabooses on trains back in the day, and there'd be somebody on there physically making sure that the whole train is doing well. Now it's a digital little device that makes sure that all the air systems are working properly and pretty much supporting everybody and making sure everybody does well. So how I wanted to convey this is that you have all these strong aspects of our community here. And if they're not connected, then it's really easy for one to maybe get taken advantage of or you know, have if they have hardships, it's a lot harder to mend and build those relationships if they're all separate. So one thing that we did when I was playing with these with my kids was if we had somebody or an organization that facilitated that, it's a lot harder to stop that. As we all know the adage, it's a lot harder to stop a train. So that's what I'd like to see happen is that. And I had that sort of vision, like I said, it was just kind of, it clicked with me. That's what this show is trying to do, is just to try to, bring everybody together, without just being keyboard warriors on social media. But we do have, it was Friday. It is Friday. And we did have some local events that we can touch on. Cary Grove basketball booster says big Fox Valley conference game tonight for the varsity boys at Jacobs. That was at 7:30. It's currently 8, so that's probably underway. Hope they're having fun. And then CG Wrestling. A recap of our freshman and JV in action against Hampshire. A lot of hands got raised, meaning that there were a lot of wins there. So congratulations. Oak Knoll. All week, kindergarten students have been reading stories about the gingerbread man and comparing and contrasting the stories. Today, the gingerbread man was on the loose in Oak Knoll. Uh-oh. The kids have been searching through the building for clues to find him. That's fun. I remember doing that in grade school. So that's fun to see that they're still doing that. The Cary Area Public Library, all ages winter reading, December 13th through the January 24th. So if you're interested in some winter activities, the Cary Library does not shut down for the winter. They are chooching. And then the Cary Winter Farmers Market. You have eggs, beef, chicken, pork, baked goods, seasonal produce, cheese, and much, much more. October 6th through May 11th. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. the first and third Sundays. Check them out and support. Let's support them. First, Cary, this was on the village's webpage, the first responder appreciation by Prairie Ridge High School students. Prairie Ridge High School's Rotary Interact Club executive board visited the police department with some holiday candy and a thank you poster to express their appreciation for our first responders. Mayor Mark Kaunick, Chief Finlan, and Administrator Marimoto also provided a tour of the police station with a behind-the-scenes look into local law enforcement operations. So thank you, Prairie Ridge. Farm Week Now. This is a farm agriculture news feed that I follow. From grassroots advocacy to hands-on farming, Stefan Ridsdale will use his farm and life experiences to guide him as young leader committee chair. So we want to wish him luck in raising our future generation of farmers. Thank you to him. And then here's a photo of Glacial Park. The map there, they have a few events going on. First one, December 14th, so tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., they have Nature's Ornaments. After visiting the Powers Walker's Historical House, come join us to create one-of-a-kind historical pioneer ornaments using materials from nature. There will be a variety of ornaments you can choose from to create and hang in your own home. Ages 13 and under must be accompanied. That sounds like fun. And one more. In the same location, holiday at Grandma's House at Glacial Park. Experience holiday preparations from days of old. Step back in time to visit the 1854 restored Greek Revival Powers Walker House and watch volunteers in historical attire preparing for winter and the holidays in the mid-19th century. See the fresh tree decorated with homemade and natural trimmings and experience the beauty of the season as it was in simpler times. Might be a cool immersive, I know we did the Pioneer Days or the history, I forget the official name of it, but they had some official historical day where you got to see how they would prepare things ye olde, and that's always good to stay grounded in the roots of that. And especially gearing up for winter, that's that was always Little House on the Prairie. That was always a hard undertaking for
this
winter.
This year, say Merry Christmas.
We don't need to see that again. Board of Zoning, Planning and Appeals is accepting applications. So if you're a parent in Cary, throw your hat in the ring. The Board of Zoning, Planning, and Appeals consists of 7 regular members and 1 associate member who are residents of the village and appointed by the mayor with the advice and consent of the village board. The main duties of the Board of Zoning, Planning, and Appeals are to make recommendations to the village board regarding land use issues pertaining to the village zoning ordinance, including proposed variations, conditional use permits, and appeals of decisions made by the zoning administrator. The Board of Zoning, Planning, and Appeals typically holds meetings on the second Thursday of the month as needed. Interested individuals should submit a letter of interest, resume, and completed application to Mayor Mark Kaunick at Village of Cary, 755 Georgetown Road Drive. And the application's on there. We actually went over the application in a prior show. It's a pretty straightforward application, so don't be intimidated. Get in there and throw your hat in the ring, especially if you're a parent. Let's get involved. The Department of Government Efficiency on their X feed is undergoing a serious analysis of wasteful and burdensome regulations and is looking for public feedback. Which are the really bad ones? And they actually go through these. So if you have something that you'd like to see done at a national level, they're asking for your feedback, which is refreshing. And then the village board meeting, which is on December 17th, they just posted their agenda. We'll be going into this in a deeper dive, but I have a brief overview just so you can get your bearings on what will be covered on the meeting. And if you see anything that you'd like to join the meeting for, we'll be having a live watch party, but then also you can go there in person and they have a public speaking comment at the beginning. They have a mayor's report, swearing in ceremony, police officer one, congratulations to you. A consent agenda. I will entertain a motion for A through H, it looks like. And those items are approval for a warrant dated December 17th. That warrant, as we know, is a fancy name for itemized list of how they spent money. Consider for approval December 3rd, village board meeting minutes. So every meeting they take minutes, which are essentially just detailed notes of what happened during each meeting. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to execute a Chicago order, a change order to the contract for the rehabilitation of wells 6 and 11 with municipal well and pump through Wupon, Wisconsin, to include an additional amount not to exceed $38,000 for a total project budget of $340,000. And authorizing the village administrator to approve a 10% contingency for unforeseen changes totaling $374,000. Item D, consider to ratify and approve ordinance authorizing the village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois, to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan Program. E, consider for approval an ordinance abating special service area taxes for special service area number 1, Cambria, and approving the amended special tax roll. F, consider for approval an ordinance abating special service area taxes for Foxwood Hills. And then G, consider for approval abating taxes for general obligation bonds, alternative revenue source, series 2020. And then H, consider for approval a resolution designating the Village of Cary's Freedom of Information Act officers. Freedom of information is something that you can do. They're appointing officers that'll take care of pretty much administrative positions to take care of your requests. But FOIA is a national initiative to where everything is public knowledge. So if it's done, if it's sent by email, if it's pretty much anything done at the administrative level within reason, you can fill out a form on their website, and they have so many days to give it back to you. And there's other rules, but you can go on there and find out. You can also do it anonymously. So if you're interested in finding out more information about that, visit the village of Cary, Illinois.com. And then additional... item A, consider for approval the receipt and acceptance of the annual comprehensive financial report. Item B, consider for approval an ordinance authorizing the addition of CPI and new growth at $123,000, resulting in an annual real estate tax levy for the tax year of 24. C, discussion regarding a conceptual site plan for a plan development application related to the development at the Mish farm property on Illinois Route 31. We saw some of that in prior meetings. So that was just a quick rundown of the village board meeting. It's on the 17th, so we'll have a show to where we break it down. We'll go through itemized of what they're going to be approving, and we'll go through and understand together everything that the changes that they'll be considering at that meeting. And then finally, I found I love movie scene locations. So I saw this for Home Alone. This first picture is Kevin Meets Santa Claus, and it's taken in 1990. So that's 1990 when Kevin McAllister meets Santa Claus on the street. And then 2024, it looks like that. I'm always a big fan of filming locations. And I love seeing when homeowners kind of nod at, you know, if there's a famous movie that takes place in their home, they can either bah humbug it and just everybody just stay away and they, you know, don't decorate, or they just lean into it and they really make it special. So I follow a few of those and have fun with those. And I'll as the holidays get closer, I'll be doing more movie locations. And then the home improvement scenes, like I said, that I grew up with that, so that was always close to me, and I enjoyed sharing that with you guys. And it's available on Disney Plus if you're interested in the home improvement, or you can find clips online. to get your fix. But yeah, this is a great Friday episode. I wish all of you a wonderful weekend. We're coming up on 8:30. And nice late night voices, Carrie. If you have anything that you'd like to shout from the rooftops, email us at voicescarrie@proton.me. That's voicescarrie@proton.me. And we will get it out there. If you're interested on doing a interview, kind of just a sit down. I had a few business owners reach out that say after the holidays, all the holiday rustle and bustle settles down, they'd like to come on and have some fun. It's not going to be like with interview questions. It'll just be a conversation. Find out, you know, the passion behind opening businesses. And once you know that story, it's a lot easier to want to vote with your feet and your wallet to go support those businesses. So we want to get some business owners on here. And it's an open invitation to anybody. So we are broadcasting live on X, Rumble, and YouTube live every weekday without a net, meaning that sometimes there'll be mistakes with technical difficulties and other things. But I really appreciate all the good feedback. And you know, if you have anything that you'd like to see done on the show, or anything that you'd like to see changed, constructive criticism is always welcome. So love hearing you guys with everything. So please have a wonderful weekend. Drive safe with the ice that's coming. And we will see you on Monday.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.